Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Oh, will we all be listening to this podcast and I'm no longer on this planet anymore? How eerie would that be?
You might be on the planet, just mightn't be alive.
Yeah, or that's I'm missing. Maybe I've been kidnapped over in Poland.
A massive holiday up for Nathan, a very first. You're going away with people you don't really know. It's interesting because you like to spend your holiday time with people you do know and
well,
you love and you cherish.
One person I don't know. Like, I've never met him before. And I've tried to talk to him in the WhatsApp group.
Oh yeah, how's it going?
Not going too well. He isn't given a whole lot in the group. The one guy that we do know is Peter. He's in this building. He is the most active.
What's he saying? What's the vibe like?
He's quite intimidating. He really demands a lot. He throws links in that either have to do with a horrible gig that nobody really wants to go to. See, there's four of us in the group. I will say the person I don't know, Podge, and the other guy I don't really know, Andy, we seem to be actually teaming up against Peter, which is good in a way. Yeah. I'm not the isolated figure.
It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going to check in on me?
Will you give us a voice message for Friday morning's show? Could we stuck for some content?
Yeah.
I'm doing it by myself. So send us an old voice message to see how it's going.
So I'll be arriving in Vlotslav. I don't know.
Are you sure that's
how you
say
pronounce it?
I don't think it is.
At 11:30.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit late. I'm only guessing that we're going to be going to bed at that time.
Yeah.
When you arrive so late, we just check in.
Half eight.
Everyone, let's
Well, you want to be
bed.
Fresh for the next day.
Of course.
So you mightn't have much to tell me, but if just get a nice early
I'll
night
describe
in.
The flight.
That's why you went over on the Thursday, isn't it? Not to more partying, but specifically just so you can relax, get a nice sleep, maybe wake up around, well, I don't know, 12 o'clock.
I'd love to be well rested.
Yeah.
I'd actually love to come back from this trip and go, I learned so much about the culture. Apparently, it's the city that has the most gnomes. Over 200 or 300. And they pop around everywhere. Like, I definitely can see myself walk into one or maybe slip and fall and break my leg.
Well, please, keep us updated. Tomorrow's be your last show for you. Take a couple of days off. Well-deserved break,
Thank
I just
you.
Say. On the show as well, we talk about an interesting story involving Tom Cruise and Michael Healy-Ray. Nativity, we want to know what job you do. And Nathan Knows Nothing. It's an interesting topic, something he probably has never studied before. Mosquitoes. Find out how we got on.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is 103.
Let's go!
Good morning, it is 7:03. You are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is only Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, hello there, how are you getting on? Graham, I noticed you do have a bit of a Ronnie in the office. A bit of hair on your upper lip.
Do I?
So I got you something, brother.
What is... short... L'Oreal Men Expert, new barber club, short beard and face moisturiser. Peter Collins definitely got sent this in for free, and you share his
I found it on my desk and I thought it was mine, but it's actually Peter Collins.
But you know what? It's mine now.
There you go,
thanks
sir.
Thanks very much for that, Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Good morning. It is 7:09 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Have you seen the music video for that song yet?
I haven't yet because you've kind of scared me. When you described it, saying there's lots of baby oil, so I don't know if I'm able to watch it in work.
Oh, come on. He's topless, having a great time.
I think that's what they call it. NFSW, nifus, not suitable for work, or NSFW, that's what it is. Oh, this morning I've seen in multiple papers an incredible story that involves Kerry Independent TD Michael Healy-Ray, Tom Cruise, and a pub in Kerry.
I'm very intrigued. How did these guys meet?
So Michael Healy-Ray is doing the rounds because he has a new book coming out called A Listening Ear, but he describes a story in a recent interview. In 1991, when Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were in Kerry, they were filming Far and Away, and they walked into the Lou Bridge Bar outside Kilgarvan in County Kerry. Now, Michael Healy-Ray tells the story beautifully. I didn't want to read it verbatim. I wanted to get someone from Kerry to do it. So this morning we've wheeled in a resident Kerry man to tell the story as if he was Michael Healy Ray telling the story. Here we go. Well, this day, a young boy and girl came into the pub and had jeans and sunglasses and 10 faces on them. There was a man sitting in the corner called Gerald the Manny who was sipping away in his Guinness. The publican served the two young stars a Diet Coke with ice. After serving them, the landlord went to the back of the pub, and when he was gone, the Yank leaned over the counter and dipped his hand in behind. Gerald the Manny jumped up off his stool, he caught his stick and threw a belt at the Yank's hand. He missed and there was a big cut on the bar. The Yank replied, "Jesus, I was just trying to get more ice." Gerald the Manny replied, "You beep, you were trying to steal Matt's cigarettes." The two stars quickly finished their Diet Cokes and left the bar.
Out now, that's all. That's once a year we'll wheel out our random Kerry man in the office to do Michael Healy Ray stories. But yes, that was Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in the bar having a Diet Coke. Now, Tom apparently just wanted to get more ice.
You can't be doing that, Tom, though, putting your hand behind the bar.
Well, Gerald the Manny sure showed him that he couldn't. And Michael Healy Ray went on to say, if Gerald the Manny's stick was an inch or two longer, he could have broken Tom Cruise's arm.
Could you imagine?
Imagine. Didn't Tom Cruise break his arm in Mission Impossible?
Yeah, he does all his stunts.
Or was
Jer's
it
on set?
Was it Gerald the Manny? However many years on, 28 years on after just narrowly missing him in that pub, was he getting his own back?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, this morning is my second last day doing the show because, if you don't know, I'm going to Poland tomorrow afternoon with three guys that I barely know, and I'm guaranteed to die. This trip in Poland, it's a place called Wroclaw. That is what it's pronounced. It's spelt Wroclaw. I completely regret
Wroclaw
booking flights to go on this trip, as I'm terrified. I don't know these men. The person I know the most is a guy called Peter. He's a cameraman in this building, and he's shot some videos of ours in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot in common, let's be honest.
You were kind of pressured to go into this. It was his idea to get the most random group in the office building to go on a holiday together. He has succeeded, and has even got somebody outside of the building who you don't really know either to go. So this is going to be an interesting trip.
He laughs frantically when I say, "Oh, I wonder if there's nice bakeries there over in Poland so we can get a nice pastry and a coffee," and he just cackles at his desk.
Peter's the type of guy that will go around wearing a Metallica t-shirt and he will scream in your face.
So he sent me a WhatsApp voice message last night about certain activities he wants us to
lovely.
Do.
Great
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, lovely, is it?
What's the crack, man? I just checked in there. Just don't forget to do that. I was actually looking up class things we can do. There's a shooting range that costs a fiver to get in and 10 bullets for a fiver. Also, there's a water park which looks absolutely great. And just putting it out there, there is a Crystal Lake gig which I think we should all definitely go to. I'll even take it.
Okay, I'm definitely not doing the shooting. A water park. It's going to be freezing over in Poland this time
yeah, I didn't
of year.
Think about that. Listen to the music in the background. Is that what he does to relax in an evening time?
But I was thinking Crystal Lake. He said there's a Crystal Lake gig. Maybe it's ballet. Recently I went with my mother. I had a great time. Then I thought, oh, but maybe it's a band. Maybe they're like a cover band of Wham.
Well, there's a band in Ireland called Crystal Swing, and they're a mother, son and daughter, and they kind of sing country songs. Oh. Maybe it's a Polish version of them.
Yeah, no, they aren't them. I looked them up on YouTube, and this is the Crystal Lake.
Living from nothing, so take it away, take it away again.
Oh, no. Oh, well, look, it's been nice knowing you. If I go missing, if you don't hear from me on Sunday, will you just call me? Or just call the police?
The more the police, I reckon.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
If you don't know, Graham has become a big old vegan. It's for the wrong reasons, though. He wants to make a lot of money. He wants to be a vegan influencer.
Have you seen me once post anything on my social media about being a vegan?
You were eating corn the other night.
Yeah, I did.
Doing videos, sending it into everyone's WhatsApp groups. Hey guys, it tastes nearly as good as chicken. It's beautiful.
Fake news, I didn't.
Well, You're going to be a very happy vegan this morning.
I'm not a vegan.
Because Burger King is bringing out a new meat-free burger in Ireland.
I'm okay, fine.
Apparently
thanks.
It tastes just like beef, but it's made of sustainable soy, wheat and vegetables.
Tasty.
There you go. So are you going to be doing a sponsorship with them?
No, I'm fine. But if they want to send me in a burger, I'll quite happily taste it.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Well, I had to finish the box of Quorn chicken burgers.
There we go.
There was four, so I added two. I added a little bit of sauce this time, some lettuce and a burger bun.
Is it still giving you gas?
Yeah, it is.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. It's going to be another cold day today. And worse, it'll be wet. Heavy, persistent rain coming in the afternoon into evening time. Bring the umbrella for your commute home.
I want to see the rain. But I haven't in so long. We're out here in the Nevada desert. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather. And they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. It's the showbiz shootout. Graham, do you want to begin?
I'll let you begin.
Sad news. Sad news equals sad music.
Oh my God, yes. Even though you told me to get it ready, I still haven't got it ready. There we go.
I have some devastating news that you probably are already aware of. But Kirk from Coronation Street is not going to be heading into the jungle this year.
Wait a sec.
And I'm a Celeb, get me out of here.
You told us in the rumours on Monday that Kirk was going in and now he's not?
Yeah, he was heavily linked, but the rumours are rife that Irish comedian Andrew Maxwell took his place. He was spotted yesterday in a garden centre doing his Christmas shopping out in Warrington, and people are thinking, why is Kirk out there? Why isn't he with Caitlyn Jenner and all the others over in Australia?
I'd say Andrew Maxwell. Now, no disrespect to Andrew Maxwell. I actually am a big fan of Andrew Maxwell since his panel days in RTE, but I'd say he was a bit cheaper than Kirk. Maybe he had to save a bit of money on the lower celebrities to get the likes of Caitlyn Jenner in.
One person on Twitter said, so disappointed you're not going into the jungle. You are the one I was most looking forward to.
Of course, Kirk!
And if it's okay with you, will you please humour me and let me play you one of my favourite scenes from Coronation Street when Kirk is playing checkers against Norris?
I'd be honoured.
Thank you so much. I don't even think we need the music for this. Let's get it in dry.
Tense here at the Cole Arena as the young underworld packer goes head to head.
Stop it.
We build the tension.
There is no tension, is there? I mean, you're wiping the floor with me. It's 9-0 to you. Aha. Now, you see, I'm on the move. Oh, you've got me doing it now.
Oh, yes! This boy is on fire.
ITV should have paid him $500,000 like they're playing Jenner. I'm sorry. Could you imagine him and Nadine Coyle playing checkers in the jungle? And that's where my story brings me. I also have an I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here story.
Oh, hello.
Nadine Coyle. No, Kirk. I think let's back Nadine this year. We backed Harry Redknapp last year. Let's back Nadine Coyle. Are we all in agreement?
Are we worried about what Nadine will be like? Do you think she'll be okay?
She's going to be great.
Team Nadine.
Team Nadine, all right.
A video has surfaced from a 2004 documentary with her and the other Girls Aloud members called Off the Record, and they were in an Australian zoo. And this has people afraid for Nadine's health in the jungle because, you know, people go in there, they're afraid of rats, snakes, all these creepy crawlies. Well, Nadine will actually be afraid of koalas.
Oh, that isn't good.
In a video, I can't play because she swears and she goes, effing hell, when she gets too close to a zoo worker who's holding a koala, who's literally lying there like a little teddy bear.
So cute.
Because she says she finds animals unpredictable, and in her little kind of introduction VT for I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out Here, she says this, and it doesn't bode well for her in the jungle.
I don't think I would cope very well with ants. Snakes I've only seen in like pet shops. I'm not good with heights at all. The worst thing that could happen in the jungle is death.
That can be said for life in general.
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen in life is probably death.
This is a very close one.
Nathan, not even close. You are the clear winner this morning.
Kirk, we love you.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
If you love Gotta Get It Wrong, you can listen to it tonight on our podcast, Fully Charged Daily. Hey, high five me. What a plug.
It's your job.
Come on, play. It's your job. High five.
Dalton's on top of the leaderboard with a score of 13. I will not high five you for doing your job. He got 13, so you must get 14 or more to go top. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you win €100. Playing this morning is Reese. Reese, what you up to?
I'm just about to start work now in a few minutes, yeah.
Reese, tell me, were your parents big fans of Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces, my man loves them to go there.
So that's tasty.
And do you like them as well?
No, actually, that's the only cream of war, no, to be honest.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's a strong taste. And where are you calling from this morning?
So I'm in, at the moment now, I'm in Crumlin.
Okay, and you're working at
Rialto, actually. Sorry, Rialto, yeah, Rialto.
You're so busy, you don't know where you were.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's it, Reese.
And what do you do, Reese?
Oh, what do you do? We do property maintenance.
Oh,
right.
Nice. Okay. Maintaining that property.
Reese, let's go. Let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question.
Go on, Reese, you good thing.
You only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes.
I like Reese.
I'll move on to the next one. I think this is going to be a
Reese,
good game.
Reese, you are already a fan favourite. I feel there's a lot of people listening to you right now that they really want you to do well, so don't let them down.
I hope I do.
Your score to get is 14. Dalton's on top with 13. Here we go.
Okay. Name a James Blunt song.
Happy birthday to you.
Who presents the Graham Norton Show?
Me.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Carrots.
What's 79 minus 8?
104.
13 plus 29 is 37. True or false?
True.
How many members were in NSYNC?
12.
What boy band was Justin Timberlake in?
JLS.
What TV show is the character Roy Cropper in?
Breaking Bad.
What do you put in a kettle?
Bananas.
What do we drink from a cow?
Coffee.
What is a Snickers a type of?
Cake.
What is a golden retriever a type of?
It is a
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Meow.
What is Graham O'Toole's job?
He's a painter.
Do your best impression of Leona Lewis.
What's the story, lad?
Name an X Factor winner. How do you spell sink?
S-W-T.
What rhymes with think?
Bananas.
Did we have bananas
we
twice?
Had bananas. Bananas in the kettle, Reese.
Yeah.
And coffee from the cow.
Okay.
Reese, how did you find that, my friend?
Yeah, it was grand, eh? It was grand.
You were good. You were very pacey.
Yeah.
Reese, I have to say, you are such a likable man.
Yes.
You're friendly.
Yes.
You're very charming. You're a cheeky chappy. And you know what, Reese? You reminded me of someone.
Hmm.
You know what the funny thing is, lads? So there a couple of weeks ago, you know, like, I was very young, and I told about my uncle, and I go, James Blunt. And he goes, James Blunt? I was like, no way, don't believe that.
Wow.
So maybe do you want to maybe predict what Nathan was going to say? Who do you think he thought?
I actually couldn't say now. But at the moment, I don't know. I feel like I was in sync with you.
Well, you kind of are in sync with us.
I'm going to go for it, Reese. I'm going to say that you reminded me of the father out of Stavros Flatley.
Oh. Do you dance with your top off and your belly out?
Do you have a bit of a belly, Reese?
No, I don't. I wish.
Jeez, would you stop?
You wish?
Just
stop. I wish.
Why would you wish to have a belly?
I'm about bleeding 2 stone or something.
Reese, you got 15.
Yeah. 15.
Come on.
Yes.
The Reese is out.
Wow, amazing. What a game this morning. What a player, Reese. You go top of the leaderboard. If nobody gets 16 or more between now and Friday, you will win that €100.
Oh,
Reese,
you're a gent, Reese. Never change.
People's champ, Reese.
So I'll be listening to his name. So I'll find out what name is a will, and I'll give you a bell then and see what I'm with crack is then.
You have our number. Give us a call on Friday.
We'll look after you.
We'll do, lads.
You're a top man, Reese, okay? You're a great man.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Fair to say on this show, we like browsing through reports.
And we found one this morning. This is about the nativity when you were younger.
Beautiful time of the year. Coming up to Christmas, everyone used to dress up as donkeys and shepherds and three wise men. Mary and Joseph. I actually never did the nativity.
Really? Why? You refused to. You were such a diva when you were a young boy.
Just didn't happen in my school. You did it though, didn't you?
Yeah, I was the shepherd. I only had one line. It was, look, yonder, over there, there's a star.
Well, Virgin Media UK surveyed 2,000 people who took part in the nativity, what part they played when they were younger, and what career path they are in now. So you said, Nathan, you were a shepherd?
Did it say average radio presenter?
No, it actually said IT.
Ah, well, I do have a computer in front of me and I go on Mozilla Firefox often.
So if you don't know Nathan, this couldn't be further from the truth. Nathan cannot work a computer or anything to do with technology at all. Anything that goes wrong, if he can't find the hole to put his headphones in, he calls producer Callum over.
I couldn't find the TV controller last night. Spent 20 minutes browsing around my living room.
Shouting at the television.
In between the two cushions.
So, these are the roles and this is what job the survey says that you could have ended up in or should have ended up in. So if you played Mary when you were in the nativity.
The leading lady.
You now work in retail. If you played Joseph, you now work in finance.
Oh, the Wolf of Wall Street.
If you were the donkey, you, like the shepherd, ended up in IT. Or if you played Angel Gabriel, you'd be working in marketing.
Marketing? You'll see me do marketing every day, 5 days a week.
Or if you're one of the wise men, you're getting your hands dirty and you're working in construction.
Yeah, that makes sense. Big old blocks of wood.
Blocks of wood? Planks of wood. Nathan, planks of wood. So, what we want to know this morning is, does that match up to what you're doing now? What role did you play when you were younger in the nativity? And what job do you have now? Can we find a full house? Can we find a Mary in retail, a Joseph in finance, a donkey in IT, an Angel Gabriel in marketing, or a wise man in construction? Or otherwise, how far away were they? Like Nathan, should have ended up in IT, but now can't even turn on a computer.
Never too late, but yeah, we want to speak to a lot of donkeys this morning, a lot of wise men. Come on.
Nathan, any right ones on the text yet?
No. Kiva says, I was a sheep and all I had to say was, bah, and I work in a bank now. Don't know what that really means.
Let's go to the phone lines. Mark, what did you play and what are you doing now?
I was the donkey in the nativity anyway. And yeah, I ended up in IT. Just trying to further my career.
Wow, come on.
Incredible. So
I really thought it couldn't happen based on the IT role already coming up in your list.
Yes.
And then there was a bunch of it. Came up again.
Yeah, so the shepherd was IT. That was Nathan. Didn't work out for Nathan. But then the donkey also is said to end up in IT. And we have our first match for this survey. The donkey and Mark
truly excellent.
Ended up in IT.
Mark, how was your performance as the donkey?
Oh, well, it was 5 stars. Of course, I got all the reviews, you know. I started my top of fame, but then I just had to go the IT route in the end. I just wasn't loving the high life of it.
And did you look like Rami Malek out of Bohemian Rhapsody?
I haven't even seen the film yet.
The big old donkey teeth on him.
Well, that's right, probably, yeah. It was a nice mask to go with it, so.
Mark, thank you very much for your call this morning. And who knows, the stage is calling you. You might go back someday for your fans, yeah?
Well, the heart is there, all right. So, anyway, have a good one, lads.
You too,
bye. Mark. Bye.
So we've 1 out of 5. Donkey in IT. Can we find more? We've Haley on the line. Haley, what did you do and what are you doing now?
I work in marketing and I play the Angel Gabriel as well.
We've got another one. We have another one.
She didn't. No, she didn't.
And how was your performance?
Well, I actually just sent a text to you there. I had the job of also ringing the bell. And while I was ringing the bell, the bell broke and fell on one of my friends in front of his head.
Oh, no.
On the stage. So that's on the PR recorder at home. So, we watched that a few years ago and still laugh about it now.
So what happened to your friend? Was he just passed out on stage and the kind of storyline changed?
Show must go on.
It was a girl. I was in an all-girl school and she didn't cry. I think I was probably in senior infant.
Oh. What school were you in?
I was in St. Mary's in Baldoyle.
Shout out St. Mary's in Baldoyle this morning. They've never recovered since the Angel Gabriel smacked the bell on that girl's head. But we found one. We got our second one. Angel Gabriel in marketing. Thank you so much, Hayley. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
see
bye.
Ya, bye.
So that's 2 out of 5 that we have so far.
I'm crossing it off. Donkey in IT and Angel Gabriel in marketing.
Now, what we're looking for is a wise man in construction Someone who played Joseph ended up in finance, and someone who played Mary ended up in retail, and we have the clean sweep. That would be incredible.
It's a big ask.
Nathan, you're not going to believe it.
What?
We have Lindsay on WhatsApp voice note.
Good morning, Graham and Nathan. Well, I was a Mary in school many, many years ago, and I do work in retail now.
Yes.
But, it's definitely true.
Come on.
Ooh, we are.
So what do we have
three
left?
Three out of five. Okay. Listen to this, guys. If you played Joseph in the Nativity and you now work in finance, and roughly.
Yeah.
We're not very strict on this, but in and around
finance. Would finance deal with like being on the till and a newsagent? Because there's money there.
Duh. Duh. Yeah. And also, if you were a wise man and you ended up in construction somehow, we want to talk to you. We have three out of the five so far.
Yeah, Lindsay came on. She was Mary. She now works in retail.
Okay, that's one.
Then Mark, he was the donkey. He now works in IT. And Hayley was the angel Gabriel, and she now works in marketing.
Can we make it? Five out of five.
I'm not confident.
Paige, you were in the Nativity. What role did you play and what are you doing now?
I play Joseph in my play, and I am a finance admin.
We're nearly there.
This is insane.
You are number four out of the five, Paige. And tell us, can you give us a few lines from your role as Joseph?
God knows. I probably just said baby Jesus about 10 times because I was about nine.
You probably said God knows as well a few times.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Were you happy with your performance?
I wasn't really impressed with the cast as Joseph, like considering it was an all-girls skill, but sure, look, it's short stuff.
Sure, the majority of the cast is male anyway, so I say a lot of the girls had to play male roles anyway.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And what school were you in?
I was in St. Louise's.
Paige, amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Paige, for making our dreams come true.
Bye now.
So we're four out of five. All we need now is a wise man.
Surely not, Graham.
Who's working in construction. Darren, what role did you play? And what are you doing now?
I was a wise man. And I'm a bricklayer now.
He's a bricklayer. He works in construction. We did it.
We got the clean sweep.
We got the clean sweep, Darren. Can you believe it?
Darren.
You're shocked.
No,
you're
I'm
shocked.
Not feeling very worse today, to be honest with you, with that rain.
Darren, you are the missing piece of our puzzle. How do you feel? And do you have a message for anyone that's so inspired by this?
Join up as a bricky.
Darren, you were saying you're not feeling very wise because of the rain out there. Do you get to take the day off today if it starts lashing rain?
I'd imagine I will, yeah.
That's all right. That's not too bad then. And can you remember which wise man you were? What did you bring?
Frankincense, myrrh.
Beer.
You brought the classic. Of course you brought the
myrrh. And
the
best. I right in thinking the wise men, they also had to sing a little bit?
All singing, all dancing, yeah.
Did you have a solo line?
No, I don't remember at this stage.
You couldn't sing us a little hymn, could you, Darren?
No, you're right, I couldn't.
That is very good. Darren, thanks very much. We have the clean sweep and hopefully you get a bit of the day off today thanks to the rain. See you later, bud. Bye-bye.
Good man.
See ya.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Herself and her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, shifting the face off each other in front row at LA Clippers basketball game.
What was it on the screen when they get you to kiss each other?
I actually don't think it was.
Kiss cam.
I don't think it was.
I think it was.
Or was it?
I'm not too sure.
Well,
you're making me doubt myself now.
Well, anyway, they were kissing each other, shifting the face of each other.
Goodness gracious. During that song, we were listening to Versatile's brand new song with Coolio. It's called Escape Wagon.
And it's shot around Ring's End. It's incredible. And we got tickets to give away to Versatile right now.
Yeah, 30th of November, you can see them perform at the 3 Arena. All you have to do is tell us a joke.
Yeah, because we're doing... You must be joking! Yesterday we had Paddy on, and he made up an original joke. He says, what do the two clowns say to the circus?
I don't know.
He says, text us in a joke and you can win tickets to Versatile.
Yeah, it was original. It was unique.
Nathan, let's have a few that didn't win first.
Sinead says, what did Beyonce say to the little boy who lost his balloon?
You must be crazy in love. You got me crazy in love.
If you liked it, then you should have put a string on it. You must be
joking. Like that one.
Emma and Tala, what do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
Count... I don't know.
Frostbite. You must be joking. Amy, last one. What do you call a beat up Batman?
Robin.
Bruce Dwayne.
Oh, very good. Let's go to the phone lines now. Tony, hello.
Hey, Abraham.
Tony, my boy, you have a joke. Now, before you say this joke, if it's good, you're going to win tickets to see Versatile. It's all about the delivery, baby. Do you hear me?
All right, yeah, I can, yeah.
Okay,
you're
Tony.
You're on stage right now. Graham and I, we're in the front seat with our popcorn.
These tickets aren't guaranteed, Tony.
Oh.
You got to deliver
I
it well.
I want to laugh, Tony.
Now, so compose yourself.
All right, right, right. Give me a minute.
You've just come on after Michael McIntyre. You're the headline act. Here we go.
Did you hear about the witch that had triplets?
No.
No, I didn't hear about the witch who had triplets.
She didn't know which witch was which.
Tony! Congratulations, you are our winner this morning, and we are going to send you to Versatile with a friend. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring me Gavin, huge fans. We were talking to Eskimos, are playing at a Muay Thai concert there, and the sound, the two lads are absolutely
nice
sound.
Guys.
And yeah, they really are.
And
brilliant.
What do you think of their new song with Coolio?
I heard it last night. I think it's great. I have to give it another listen to it.
Brilliant.
I didn't see the video. I just heard it. But
the video's pretty good as well. They go around Ring's End. They're outside the Aviva as well. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and they do a little collab with Coolio.
It's insane.
That's massive.
Isn't it? I think they're going to be massive in America after this.
Hopefully. If you can get around the accent.
Yeah, we'll need subtitles for the Americans.
Yeah.
Tony, but listen to this. You're going to see them at the Three Arena in a couple of weeks. Congratulations. You and your girlfriend.
Lovely.
Have a great night, bud. Bye-bye.
See you, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
And we have more tickets to give away to Versatile every single morning this week after 9 o'clock. So if you want them, make sure you're tuned in.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It is Nathan Knows Nothing. Every single Wednesday around this time, we do a thing where I test Nathan's knowledge because he knows nothing about anything. I give him a topic to study, 3 questions. If he gets 2 out of 3 right, I'll admit he knows something about the topic. Now, I was recently away. I got bitten by mosquitoes, and that is why this week's topic is mosquitoes.
It was one of those topics that I was actually really enjoying to begin with, to study. But then the longer I scrolled down, the longer I went, wow, this is a massive topic. More songs.
Question number one.
Be kind to me.
Which of these words represents the third life cycle of a mosquito? A. Pupa. B. Mumba. Or C. Duda.
I'm going to go with pupa.
You're saying A. Pupa. You were saying that because you were correct.
Thank you very much. Simon and Pupa, The Lion King sequel.
Did you guess that?
No, I knew that from my studying.
That was up near the top where you said you were enjoying it. Now we're moving down the page.
How far down?
If you get this right, Nathan, you win the week. Question 2. Which gender carries disease? A. Male. B. Female. C. Both.
I'm going to go with the female as I believe they have something with their mouth that is different to the male and they're the ones that suck the blood.
Locking that in?
Yes.
He's only gone and done it.
Oh, call me David Attenborough.
Let's see, can he make it a clean sweep?
Mosquitoes, who would have thought?
Which one of these do mosquitoes not seek out when biting? A. People with type O blood. B. People with plentiful body hair. Or C. Pregnant women.
How would they know the person's pregnant?
The big bump in their stomach.
Yeah, but a mosquito has tiny eyes. Can't really see.
Of course it's tiny eyes. It's an insect.
I don't know why I'm attracted to the hair. I'm going to go with the hairy arms.
So that's the one. No, plentiful body hair is the one, not hairy arms.
Well, the one with the hair. I'll go with that.
Doesn't matter, you're right.
Is that why it never goes to the top of my head? Because I have a thick head of hair.
Nathan knows nothing, but you know what? He knows a lot about mosquitoes.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It is time to choose the news.
Oh, is it Christmas Day?
No, not yet.
As it feels like it. What a gift this is.
Thank you.
You have three bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Let's do it.
Headline number one. Well, well, Mel B.
Oh.
Headline number two. Oh, noes.
Ah, I like that.
Or headline number three. Catflix.
Sorry, did you say catflix?
Catflix.
You seem scared by that.
Cat meow.
Oh, you meow.
Catflix. Which meow, you want? Meow. One, two, or three?
I think I'll hear the second one, the nose one.
Oh, nose! This got to do with an American called Oliver, who has been warned his nose could fall off after he has spent £195,000 on trying to look like one of the BTS members, Jimin. He's gone through plastic surgery.
We're already obsessed with noses recently because yesterday, didn't you tell us about someone that had a tooth up their nose?
Yeah, well, this fella was probably wishing he had a tooth up his nose because he's basically no nose left. He keeps on wanting a smaller nose to look like his favourite member of BTS.
Oh, no.
But a doctor has said it could fall off because he has no cartilage left in it. He said, Oliver, I'd rather have a big nose than no nose. But he said he's not stopping because he's going to fly to Korea to get more plastic surgery for a V-line jaw to keep looking more and more like
Stop
his favourite member.
Please.
This is what it looks like now, Nathan. That is what it looks like now.
He's completely different. He has bright blonde hair. The other guy has pink hair. His nose is extremely narrow. It seems like he has literally no septum left.
Yeah.
His lips are very big and juicy, a lot bigger than the other guys.
The BTS members guy. So what I decided to do, Nathan, is I've decided to get three people who have gone through plastic surgery to look like their favourite celebrity.
And I have to try and guess whose celebrity it is.
Boom, he's got it. Okay.
Oh,
this person. Now, Nathan, that is a lady. Her name is Ashley Horn. She spent $25,000 on a nose job, cheek fillers, and jawline surgery. But who does she want to look like?
A very glamorous looking lady. She has brunette hair. Her nose is quite small, a little bit pointy like a hawk or an eagle. Lovely brown eyes. Her lips not too big. They seem to be the perfect size. And a strong chin. She does look like someone I saw on the television very recently on Celebrity X Factor. Is it Megan McKenna?
No.
Oh.
It's not.
Who is it?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh. Ah, no. She needs to dye her hair red if she's going to.
Next up, we have brothers. Their names are Matt and Mike Shelp, and they got nose jobs, jaw and chin implants, and cheek operations. They did this back in 2004 on an MTV show called I Want a Famous Face. Now, ethically, I don't know how great that TV show was. It lasted for one season, but Nathan, the question I have is, MTV gave them plastic surgery to look like who?
So they have long, sandy hair that looks like straw. A very pointy nose, strong white teeth that you might find on a camel. Once again, I'm gonna go with my natural instinct when I'm just the first person that popped into my head. Do you know the guy that played Napoleon Dynamite? His name is Josh or John Hader.
Yeah. No.
They look very like him.
No, you're wrong. They want to look like Brad Pitt, but they actually turn out looking more like Hanson, the 90s pop group. And finally, Nathan, this one. Who do you think that is? His name is Nicholas Ryan. He spent $5,000 on Botox and filler injections. Who did he want to look like?
This person, you actually wouldn't think he has had any surgery. What I'm noticing instantly is one of his eyes is a lot bigger than the other one. Maybe he's squinting, I'm not too sure. He has a lovely beard. Hair that you'd find on a Man United footballer, just short and brown, and some piercings. I'm gonna say that person is trying to look like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, close. Ryan Gosling.
Ah, he looks a bit more like me.
He does, actually. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.